Hare Krishna, our very great fortune to hear once again His Grace Madhavanand Prabhuji on a very very special seminar. It's a day 3 of a seminar, and the topic of the seminar is Art and Work of Vaishnav Sangha on 19th of May 2011. Hare Krishna.
Srila Lochan Das Thakur, very nice song, glorifying the devotees.
Shri Krishna Bhajana Lagi Sansare Aayi. Shri Krishna Bhajana Lagi. Sansare aayo, Shri Krishna bhajana lagi, sansare aayo. Jale bhande hoy abhijja samana hoy no. Maya jale bhande hoy abhijja samana hoy no. Kanu koila se she. Hoila so beri beri. Kanu koila se she. Dharupe nare tahe hridoye probeshe.
Dharupe nare tahe
hridoye nare tahe hridoye probeshe. Hridoye pravesha, kala rupe putra bhanya, dale bhange pade. Putra bhanya, dale bhange pade. Kala rupe putra bhanya, dale bhange pade. Kala rupe bihanga upare basa kore. Hari hai la gacha sukare agela hari ke na paila gacha sukai agela sare rada vanala sate lagira
sare rada
sare rada vanala sate lagira
sare rada
sate Vaishnava Gosai egao mora Vaishnava Gosai Karunara jala shinsha bolo Karunara jala Karunara jala shinsha Karunara jala shinsha Karunara jala shinsha Egao egao mor Egao egao mor Gadadhara Srivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gora Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jai Vaishnav Thakur. Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Ami Tomar Kukur, Vaishnav Thakur, Ami Tomar Kukur. Jai
Raja Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gora Arbo, 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 Gora Arbo. Jai Om Vishnavaya Paramahamsa Parivajagacharya Jagaya Astodara Sata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Obhaye Charnaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Samstapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnavaya Paramahamsa Parivajagacharya Jagaya Astodara Sata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Singha Guru Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananda Vaishnava Brinda Ki Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Primsikoho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Go Bhakta Brinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Radha Kun Shamakun Giri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Radhika Varamanjuva Ki, Shri Shri Krishna Balaramjuva Ki, Shri Majujara Shaganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannatha Ki, Shri Jagannath Shri Badadev Shri Mati Subhadra Mai Sudarshanjuva Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki, Gopremanande, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki, All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Kund. Turn it back on. So this nice song by Lochandas Thakur describes a very important point, which we'll touch on in just one moment. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Janulambuto Kunu Kanukavadato Sankirtanayaka Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Uttama adama kichuna bachi la jachi adile kakola Kahe premananda ehana goranga ridoya dariya bola Vajya goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namara Vajya goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera Jejana goranga bache se hoya mara pranare Hare hoy amara prana re Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Panchagopagurubhyascha Kripasindubhyaivacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Yeah. So it's a very nice song by Lochandas Thakur. Huh? He describes it, Shri Krishna Bhajana Lagi Sangsari Ayinu. I came here to this material world for a certain purpose, to worship Krishna, to do bhajan. But then, Maya Jale Bhandi Hoya Briksha Samana Hoyinu. Maya captured me in her net. And I became like a tree. Sneha Lakta Bhedi Bhedi Tanu Koila Seshe. Then one creeper started winding around and around my tree, the creeper of material love. And then manifesting a form of an insect that eats holes in trees. A woman entered into my heart. This is the tree of my life. Phalarupe putra kanya dhale bhangi pare. In my tree of my life, it has different fruits and branches. The fruits of this tree of my life came in the form of my sons and daughters. And they appeared, and then later they fell to the ground. And then time came in the form of a bird, and it made a nest in my tree. Barise na paila gacha shukaya gela. I never watered my tree. Shravanam kirtanam jali. This is the water that we have to put on the tree of our life. I never gave water to my tree. And the tree of my life became very dry. And then, Sangsara Dhavana Lalita Loka, the fire of material existence came. And it caught the tree of my life on fire. My tree began burning. Durasa Durvasana Dui Ute Dhamaya. Dumaya. There were two columns of smoke coming up from the burning tree of my life in the form of my wicked desires and my false hopes. And Lochandas Thakur then he begins to call out, please help me. Is there anyone who can help me? I'm dying. I'm burning up. Nalalita Loka Trinaya Kali Naganaganatham Sansara Dhava Nalalita Loka Trinaya Kali Naganaganatham Pratasya Kaya Gunana Vashya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Kaptasya Kalyana Gunana Vashya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So we have to call out to the Vaishnavas to put out this fire. Egao more Vaishnava Gosai. I need the fire department. Call them quickly, please. The tree of my life is burning. Karunara Jalasincha Tabi Rakshapai. Please sprinkle me with the water. Of your mercy. So we're dependent on mercy. We're mercy cases. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, in his writings, he describes that in Kali Yuga, no one can do sadhana. You might think, I'm doing nice sadhana, this and that, but he says, it's not by sadhana in Kali Yuga. Krishna says a similar thing in the Bhagavatam. Na sadayati mam yogo, na sankyam dharma urava, na svadhyayastapaschyaga, yakta bhakti mamorjita. I am controlled by bhakti. I am given by my bhaktas. Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. That bhakti comes from the devotees. They're Krishna Kripa Srimurti. We have to approach them. We have to get their mercy. If we don't get the mercy of those devotees, then what can we do? So, implicit in our hope for attaining bhakti, our hope for attaining the spiritual world and a rasa relationship with Radha and Krishna, is the concept of compassion, the concept of mercy, the concept of forgiveness, Krishna Kund. This forgiveness, however, is a two-way street. Just as we were singing yesterday, Adosha Dharshi Mora Prabhu Nityananda. That Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he doesn't see anyone's fault. But I'm so unfortunate that I'm not worshipping him. So this is Vaishnav Sangha. Vaishnav Sangha is a Sangha of forgiveness. And if we consider the point, forgiveness is such an important thing in our life. Forgiveness is the basis of all our relationships. Let me ask a very honest question to the grihasthas here. Is there any man here who's married? Raise your hand. Who's never made a mistake? Who's never offended your wife? Please raise your hand. We'd like to see who that person might be. Is there any Mataji here who's never committed an offense? Never made a mistake to her husband? Are there any Brahmacharis who haven't made some mistake and committed some offense? Raise your hand. So we all make mistakes. And we're all looking for a person who will forgive our mistakes. If someone won't forgive your mistake, how can you have a relationship with them? They will reject you. If we consider the point carefully, our loving relationships are based on forgiveness. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this point. Prabhuji, why don't you read loudly? Here.
The devotees of the Lord.
Loudly and clearly.
The devotees of the Lord are so forbearing that even though they are defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed, neglected, or even killed, they are never inclined to avenge themselves. From Srila Prabhupada, Purport to Bhavana, 1.18.
This is the nature of devotees. They're very, very forgiving. Even if you go and hurt a devotee doesn't take that thing seriously. Next one. Srila Prabhupada makes another statement. Go ahead.
The duty of a Brahman is to culture the quality of forgiveness, which is illuminating like the sun. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is pleased with those who are forgiving. Srila Prabhupada, Purport to Bhavana, 9.18.
So this is our only hope. It's the duty of devotees to be forgiving. If you're not forgiving, if you don't have a forgiving nature, then according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're not really a bhakta, Krishna Kund. Once more. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's described, Bhakta swabhava agya dosha shama kore Dine joya khane sadhu swabhava hoya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The nature of a devotee, bhakta swabhava. If you're a devotee, this is one of the symptoms of being a devotee, bhakta swabhava. Agya dosha kshama kore. You forgive ignorant people. Ignorant people doesn't just mean non-devotees. But sometimes devotees also do something wrong out of ignorance. They don't know. They make a mistake. Dina doya kore a sadhu sabhava hoy. And not just bhaktas, but all sadhus. It's the nature of all sadhus that they're very kind to the poor and fallen. Again, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells Keshava Kashmiri,
Prabhu bole vipra sabha dhande kore hare vajra diya krishna swa prabhu te doya kore krishna krishna hare 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 ram hare ram 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 hare ram.
Mahaprabhu instructed him after Keshava Kashmiri surrendered to him. He said, this is your job, vipra. This is your job, Brahman. This is your job, Vaishnavas. If you want the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give up all your pride. Bhajagiya Krishna. Serve Krishna. How? Sarva Bhute Dvaya Kori. You serve Krishna by being merciful to everyone, by being forgiving to everyone. Now, we can say like this, that we should forgive everyone. But sometimes it's easy to say with the lips, but to actually do it, not such an easy thing. Actually, there's a very powerful connection between forgiveness and tolerance. Rupa Goswami describes this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If you can't forgive someone, you can't tolerate. So many times I hear devotees say, oh Prabhu, you know what? I want to chant nicely. I want to get absorbed, but this thing is happening. I have my job. I have my wife who never stops talking. There's this other brahmachari in the ashram and he takes rest very late. And then another brahmachari gets up very early and I'm always tired. Very, very difficult thing. I would be peaceful and I would be able to chant, but you know, the GBC, or the temple presidents, or the CIA, or Pakistan, or this or that, there's always some problem. And if this one problem just gets out of the way, then everything will be okay. It means you haven't started your bhajan. Our bhajan begins when we take responsibility for our mistakes. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam rigvad vapubir vididannamasche jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. You'll get mukti, liberation. Mahaprabhu says this means bhakti. Mukti also means freedom from all your anxieties so you can do your bhajan. When you begin to accept, when you stop blaming everyone else. The problem in ISKCON is the gurus. The problem in ISKCON is the temple presidents. The problem is the brahmacharis. The problem is the matajis. The problem is everyone in the whole world, except for me. No, there's only one problem. I'm the only problem. And when I take responsibility, when I become mature and accept that point and stop blaming my wife, stop blaming my husband, stop blaming the GBC and the CIA and the US and everything else in this world. And no, this is my fault. In the first canto of the Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami begins by describing this point. This bull was there in the form of the Dharma personified. And Kali had broken three of his legs when Maharaj Parikshit went there. He said, my God, who did this? Tell me. I'll punish them. And the bull said, well, that's a very difficult question to answer. Some people say it's time that does this thing. Some people say it's our karma. Actually, I don't have anyone to blame but myself. This is Dharma. This is when we accept responsibility and we stop criticizing everyone else.
So this is an easy thing to speak about, but not such an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. So the next thing about... we'll do the exercise part one. That's number four. Sorry about that. Go back to this picture, come. Can you do that? Yes, a very nice picture. This is the essence of our movement, is forgiveness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, forgiving Jagai and Madai. And now we have so many Jagais and Madais. But sometimes we think that we're better than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Nityananda. They forgave them, but I can't do that. But we have a responsibility and instruction from the Lord. This is the duty of devotees to be forgiving. This forgiveness is the essence of our relationships. This forgiveness is the essence of our society. If we can't forgive people for making mistakes, we just live in the past. I've met so many people who live in the past and they're so bitter. You remember the Zonal Acharya days, and they did this and they did that and this one did this thing, and they don't understand what's going on in Punjabi Bagh. They don't understand what's going on in Vrindavan and in Mayapur and so many temples in the world who are doing 24-hour kirtan, who are having deeper harikatha. A society can be compared to a child, or to a human being, we should say. And in the beginning, thank you. This is our exercise coming up. A child, at the beginning, a human being is a child, and he makes a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. But as he becomes more mature in life, he learns from those mistakes. So as a society, we've also made mistakes and learned from those. So, does everyone have some paper and a pen? Please raise your hand. If you don't have paper and pen, I would like everyone please to take part in this exercise. Please raise your hand if you don't have paper and pen. Hold your hand up. Somebody's there to distribute. If you can break it into... Please keep holding your hand up until you have a pen and paper. So I'd like to say a little something about this exercise. That sometimes it's easy to say these things, but it's not so easy to do it. Because we remember our husband who ran away with another girl and then he came back. But it was wrong and it hurt me. We remember that brahmachari who stole my kopans. We remember, this devotee who did this thing or that thing, and someone wronged us. Someone actually did some wrong thing to us. So we know we shouldn't see fault. We know we shouldn't take offense. But still, sometimes something is there in our heart. And even if it's not there in your heart, still this is a good exercise to perform. I also want to do... So raise your hand if you don't have a pen and paper, please. Prabhuji, Haribol, right here. And some Matajis also, they don't have. So I'd like everybody to write down one or more things that someone's done to you that was wrong. Maybe the temple president, he told you to there was a mess on the temple floor and he told you to go and clean it during breakfast time and you missed all the sweets. It was a very bad thing. And you're very angry with him for this. So write down some wrong thing that someone has done to you. And we're going to give everybody, how long do you think, Kuhn? 2 minutes? I think 2 minutes is good. We'll give everybody 2 minutes to do this. No. Prabhuji has a book he's going to write. Just one or two important ones, huh? Okay, so 2 minutes from now.
We have one more minute. You have 30 more seconds. Okay, does anybody need any more time? Prabhuji only got up to page 20. Okay, so now we'd like you to consider something else. This is a very healthy exercise. That sometimes when someone did something wrong to us, we're very angry with the temple president, because he told us to clean up the temple room during breakfast for Sodom and I missed the sweets. But maybe he had a reason for wanting to do that, because he wanted to keep the temple clean. Or maybe the other person who did this thing to us, maybe they misunderstood us. I know one devotee in Bhubaneswar, someone falsely accused him of stealing their MP3 player once, and then it came out it wasn't true. So maybe they had a misunderstanding. Or maybe they wanted to help you, or maybe they're just a person who unfortunately has a lot of anger and bitterness in them. So now I'd like to give you 1 minute, it won't take so long I think, to write down one or more reasons why they may have done what they did to you. You can write that on the same piece of paper, maybe on the back or something. You have 1 minute from now. One or more reasons why they may have done that. Does everybody understand that? If anybody doesn't understand, raise your hand. You have 30 more seconds. I see a lot of devotees are still writing. We'll have another 30 seconds. Does anybody need any more time? A few more seconds, raise your hand. Okay, so we can stop it. Now, I'd like you just to fold that piece of paper, tear it out of your notebook, if you have it in a notebook. Fold that piece of paper, don't show anyone this. And just keep it with you. We're going to do something with it in a little while. So, what is the essence of Vaishnav Sangha? What is the essence of everything in Kali Yuga? Prabhuji, can you say? The holy name. Not deity worship, not prasadam distribution, building big temples, life membership collection, grihastha ashram. No? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. So if the holy name is everything, a question arises. Why do we bother with this class? We can just sit and chant. Why bother having any class? Why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasize Srimad Bhagavatam? This is a very relevant question. Because these two are in cause and effect. Krishna Nam and Krishna Katha. You may have Nam, but it's not enough for everyone. It's enough, but most people need something else. And that's Nam Mahima. When you buy a new refrigerator, you need an instruction manual or a computer, something to tell you what it can do, and how to work with it. So we also need some instruction manual to help us with Krishna Nam. The Srimad Bhagavatam states, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purnarko Dunoditaha. Srila Prabhupada translates this, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purnam Brahma Samhitam. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is the absolute truth. Sanatana Goswami, in his Digdarshanitika, he gives another different explanation. Very interesting. Idam Bhagavatam Nama, this Purana, which is called this Bhagavatam, is the Nam Purana. In the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, Andaya Vyatireka Vyam Yat Shat Sarvatra Sarvada, either directly or indirectly, only has one subject. Krishna Nam. So we need to hear that. So we need to come together to hear. This is an important point. And there's so much ananda, so much happiness in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. Why is that? This is described in the Skanda Purana, in the section of the Bhagavat Mahatmya. Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Yatra Bhagavatar Yada Kityate Shriyate Chapi Shri Krishna's Tattva Nishchitam. Because whenever devotees come together like you do here in Punjabi Bhag to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, you're not alone. Someone else comes. Srila Prabhupada sometimes he would say, I think maybe Maharaj is present some of these times, Prabhupada would say, did you see who came to class? Narad Muni was here. Vyasadeva came here. Different personalities, but they're not the only ones. Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Yatra Bhagavatar Yada. Whenever, wherever, devotees of Bhagavan recite and listen to the Bhagavatam, Kirtite Sriyate Chapi, you should know for certain Sri Krishna's Tattva Nishchitam. Krishna is personally present. And he's not alone either. Srimad Bhagavatam Yatra Shlokam Shlokardam Evacha Tachapi Bhagavan Krishna Valava Bir Virajate. Anyone who recites one verse, a Shlokardam, half a verse, Krishna comes there and he comes with the gopis. Very nice association in Srimad Bhagavatam class. Don't complain about Srimad Bhagavatam class. Oh, the speaker wasn't very good today. He didn't know very much. It was very boring. Well, we have one question. Did he recite the verse from the Bhagavatam? If he recited the verse from the Bhagavatam, then Krishna came with the gopis. You're very sophisticated. It's not good for you. But Krishna likes it. The gopis like it. Know for sure. Skanda Purana states this thing. Krishna personally comes with the gopis. In the Padma Purana, there's another Bhagavat Mahatmya. And it's described that all the persons who listen to Gokarna speak the Bhagavatam, Dukarna, I think his name was. Dukarna, his brother, his very wicked brother, when he listened to the Bhagavatam, he got liberation. A Vaikuntha airplane came and took him away. And then everybody said, wait a minute, we were also hearing the Bhagavatam. How come there's no Vaikuntha airplane that came for us? I want my money back. I gave some donation to the temple. Rukmini Krishna Prabhu took my donation for helping build the temple. And we're coming for Bhagavatam class, and there's no Vaikuntha airplane is coming. Not good. Give me a refund. Why is that? Because we're not listening attentively. Krishna Kun. There's three different types of discussions. We should understand. This is a discussion we're having. We have a speaker. And we have some listeners. There's different types of speakers, different types of listeners. That's another subject matter. But there's also different ways we interact, both in Bhagavatam class and with each other and with non-devotees. Three types of discussions are there. These are known as vada, jalpa, and vitanda. These are in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Go to the next one. Vada, a vada discussion, is in the mode of goodness. This is a kind of discussion which takes place between a guru and disciple. This is a kind of discussion that should take place in Srimad Bhagavatam class, where we're hearing very attentively and we're not attached. We don't want to challenge the speaker. We don't want to beat the swamis or something, It's characterized by both parties. They sincerely want to understand the truth. And even if they have a misunderstanding, they don't mind. You can correct them. It's okay, because their motivation is in the mode of goodness. I just want to know what is the truth. But a jalpa discussion, a jalpa discussion is in the mode of passion. And it's characterized by one or more participants in the discussion just want to be heard. They don't listen to you. They're just going on and on and on and on. This is a jalpa discussion in the mode of passion. The third type of discussion is a vitanda discussion in the mode of ignorance. And in this type of discussion, one or both of the participants just want to win. They want to defeat the other person. Vidyananda Maharaj once said that two persons were having a debate, an argument, and one person defeated the other one. He said, so I defeated you? The other one said, no, you didn't. So then he took a hammer and hit him on the head with a hammer. Here, I hit you on the head with a hammer. The person said, no, you didn't. So, don't waste your time speaking with such a person. The principle which is given in the Padma Purana is Ashradhani Vimukhe Prashindati Ishchopadesha Shivanama Aparadha. Don't speak to someone who doesn't have faith in you. If you try to preach to them, then some bad thing is going to happen, because Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharata Vidindina Kantakihari Bhakti Upatayaiva Kopate. Some Upatayaiva Kopate, some disturbance will come because you're not following Shastra. You're speaking in the mode of jalpa or vitanda. You're speaking in the mode of passion or in the mode of ignorance, because you're trying to take the position of guru or Krishna artificially. Prabhu, just be humble. Listen to me. Why do you say something like this? If he doesn't want to listen to you, if he doesn't respect you, then if you have a message for him, you have to be wise and give the message in a different kind of way. Ishvare tadadineshu baliseshu visatsucha prema maitri kripa upeksha sakaroti samadhyamaha. This is the symptoms of a madhyamadikari. He has four different types of relationships. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, he offers prema, his love to. Tadadineshu, to those things in connection with the Lord, the Lord's devotees, the Lord's abode. Maitri, they're my friend. I want to be friends with all the devotees. Baliseshu, those innocent persons. You should show them kripa, mercy. And visatsu, wherever you see envy, whenever you find envy, upeksha, you neglect that. This principle of upeksha is a very deep principle. It's a very important principle in Vaishnav Sangha. It's a very important principle in our bhajan. If we want to advance, if we want to become at least a madhyamadikari, we have to practice upeksha, neglect. What does it mean? Prabhuji, I don't like you anymore. I won't talk to you anymore. Is that neglect? No, that's not neglect. I'm giving him a message. Prabhupada oftentimes told the story of the two sadhus who were crossing a river, and one Mataji came, "Oh, can you please help me across?" Yes. He carried her on his shoulders to the other side, then put her down, and for the next week, his friend just constantly criticized him. "What were you doing? You touched a woman, very bad. Nonsense, you're supposed to be a sadhu." And finally, the other one said, "Look, I carried her for 5 minutes across the river. You've carried her for 1 week." So upeksha means in the mind also. Give it up. Don't see envy. If you see some envy, don't see it. Envy means someone who's envious of Krishna. Envy means someone who's attached to sense gratification. Envy means someone who can't follow the regulated principles. Envy means someone who's attached to Bollywood movies. Don't see it. It's not your business. It's not the business of the Madhyama Adhikari. That's the business of Guru. That's the business of the sannyasi, the business of the temple president, the business of a parent, the business of a preacher, the business of Krishna, the business of Yamaraj. Don't imitate Yamaraj. Our business is to be forgiving. Because if you see these things, a very amazing principle is there. If you see some fault in someone else, you get to keep it. Just like you find some money on the ground, you get to keep it. It's described in Mahabharata. Akrosha parivara abhyam vihimsantya buddha buddhan vakta papavaparate shamamano vimuchate. An ignorant person tries to hurt someone else by criticizing them. But when he does that, the critic takes the karma, the bad reactions of the other person, and the other person becomes free from that by forgiving them. So the next time someone comes and falsely accuses you, "I saw you eating prasadam in the bathroom." "Prabhuji, I never ate prasadam in the bathroom." "No! Be honest." "Really, I didn't do that, huh?" Don't be angry with them. Once there was one man living in a town. He's a very materialistic person. But somehow, by the mercy of the Lord, he became a devotee, a sadhu. He moved a little ways outside the village, and every day he was just sitting in his little bhajan kutir, chanting japa all day long, Krishna Nam. There was one other man in the village who was always very angry with him. And he thought, "This bogus fellow, he's such a bogus pretender. He can't enjoy, he can't cheat everyone enough, and now he's going and acting like I'm a sadhu. Nonsense rascal." So every day he would go there and make fun of him. "Hey, sadhu, how many women were you with last night, huh?" And make fun of him and say all kinds of bad things. But that devotee didn't say anything. Just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just kept chanting. The man became more angry. He came and he spit on him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Finally he came and passed urine on him. started saying so many bad words to him, but still the man didn't do anything. Finally, the angry person said, look, are you a woman or something? Huh? You don't have a spine? Huh? You're just taking all this, I'm abusing you like anything, and you don't even reply, nothing? Huh? And finally that sadhu said something. He said, please answer my question. If you bring a gift to someone, and the person doesn't accept it, what happens to your gift? The angry man said, well, you keep it. Sadhu said, yes, I don't want your anger. He was practicing upeksha. He didn't see those things. He just ignored them. And he saw the good in him. Oh, he's coming. It's for my benefit. He's purifying me. Because that person will take your karma. He's your good friend. The person who criticizes this is our very good friend. Akrushyamano na akrushyam mayore viritikshataha akrushtaram nidahati sukritam chashivindati. Moreover, the Mahabharata goes on to say, someone who criticizes you shouldn't be criticized back, because the pain that you feel, that you tolerate, if you tolerate that, that pain patiently consumes the critic, and it takes all his good qualities and they come to you. It's a very good bargain if you can just tolerate and forgive. And therefore Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that sometimes renunciates, people who come to practice the bhajan, they show a lack of tolerance when presented with the remnants of their previous sins, and thus they're forced to enter again onto the path of impious life. If you can't tolerate it when someone comes and abuses you, if you can't forgive them, you'll take their karma. And again, punar moshika bhav, you may fall down. You'll fall down from the path of bhajan. Because the path of bhajan is that path where we practice forgiveness. Because we need forgiveness. And I want to find someone who will forgive me. So now I'd like you to take your piece of paper in your hand, and everybody stand up. We have our thing outside. We're going to do another little exercise outside. You're all very tired sitting so long, so we'll stand up and go in the courtyard. Please bring a mudanga, a pair of cartels. Oh, Krishna cones are my good part. Please sit down one more minute. Please sit down. I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. So there's one more last exercise. On the same piece of paper, I'm going to give you 1 minute to do this. As an exercise, you write down the following. Dear, and write the name of the person who hurt you, who did some wrong thing to you. That rascal temple president who made you lose the sweets that morning, or whatever it was. Dear such and such, I no longer want to carry the burden of being angry with you. I may not agree with you, but I forgive you and wish you the best in advancing in Krishna consciousness. With respect, and give your name. You can write for a moment. I'll tell you a short story while you're writing. Once a teacher in school told all the students that tomorrow I want you to bring a bag. All the students brought a bag, and then the teacher had a big pile of potatoes in front of them. He said, so I want you, each student, to take one potato for each person who's done something wrong to you that you're angry with, and put it in your bag. And you can write the person's name on that potato. And so the students all did that. Some students had one potato. Some students had two or three. Some had five. One student had 20 potatoes. And then the teacher told them, now I want you to carry this bag with you everywhere, 24 hours a day. Carry it to the bathroom with you. carry it to when you eat, carry it when you come to school, when you're walking, carry it in your bed with you. Keep it with you always. Huh? And for 10 days they did that. Those potatoes started smelling very bad. Mm-hmm. They became very rotten. And moreover, it was very heavy, especially for the fellow who had 20 potatoes. So then finally the teacher called her. We said, now you can give up your potatoes. So the point is that when we have some anger towards someone, when we feel offended, we suffer, not the other person. Mm-hmm. So, maybe another 30 seconds? So we'll give everybody how much? 30? We'll give everybody another 30 seconds to write down this sentence, please. Anybody need any more time? We'll give another 15 seconds. There's still a few people writing. Another 15 seconds. Okay, does anybody else need some more time? Okay, so now we'd like to go out in the courtyard. Go back inside the temple, sit down again.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Everybody, please have a seat quickly. So now, we have the microphone? Right here. So now, I'd like to request one or two, three, four devotees, one at a time, to stand up, and I'd like to hear how this whole exercise struck you. Did it seem like just a silly waste of time? And what realization you might have about this, about giving up, about forgiving someone? Is anybody who'd like to volunteer? Mataji's there in the back. Can we pass this back to her? We don't have a board, do we? We have a board here. Krishna Kun could come over. We have an eraser and a marker. Erase it very quickly. Very loudly, it's hard for me to hear.
Hare Krishna. This is a practical way. You can give up to the weekend, give up happiness, and you can pick up relationship again.
Uh-huh. So you're saying this is a practical way to make our relationship good again.
Yeah.
Yes? That's very nice. So this is one of the effects of forgiveness. It reinvigorates our relationships. Sometimes some relationship goes bad. Mm-hmm. So we have to forgive that person. And if some forgiveness is there, then the relationship can start again. Very nice comment, thank you. Anyone else? Prabhuji?
I'm feeling a bit relaxed of my burden which I was carrying.
Yeah, he felt relaxed from his burden. Much lighter. If you're carrying so much anger, so much bitterness toward everyone, how will you be able to jump up and down in kirtan? You'll be so heavy, your feet will always be touching the ground. So this is a very good thing. I want to become free from this burden. And we actually become free from that by forgiving other people. Anything else is there? Loudly, please. I need the microphone.
We can finish the feelings of anger and develop the feelings of forgiveness.
It helps us to release our bitter feelings, and it also some forgiveness. It means some mercy. Because when we forgive someone else, our heart becomes softer, our heart becomes bigger, and you have more room for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Because you're not being dosha darshi. We should be adosha darshi. Very good point. Thank you. Anything else is there? Prabhuji, loudly please. By practicing, it becomes our nature. Yes. So by practicing, a very nice comment, thank you. By practicing forgiveness, it becomes our nature. Prabhupada one time, he told the devotees, he said, you're not really devotees, but you're acting like devotees, like actors in a drama. And just like an actor in a drama, he tries to get in the mood of the person he's portraying. After some time, you get in that person's mood and you begin to understand them. And it becomes natural. So the more that we practice forgiveness, the more we become real devotees. If we can't practice forgiveness, there's no more preaching. Is there anybody we're going to find out who's qualified 100% to take Prabhupada's book? If that's your standard, if you can't forgive people, you won't be able to distribute books. I had one friend once who was at a fair in America. And this man, he was trying to sell him a book, and the man was standing there with him. All of a sudden, his little boy came running and jumped in his lap. And his little boy had stool all over him. Sometimes children have that thing. And he got stool. This man got stool on his hands. And he put his boy down and he reached, here, give me the book. He had stool on his hand. And this friend of mine is standing with the book. I'm going to put this book in his hand that has stool on it. And he gave him the book. You have to forgive him. Such a nasty situation. But if we can't forgive, this whole movement will stop. There's another comment. Prabhuji?
The best part of the second part, where you have given a reason, what would be the reason by the
forgiveness comes by
understanding. Forgiveness
comes by understanding the person's motivation.
It really seems like that we have overcome that and probably will be with that for
time. Yes. It's a good exercise. And this is just something, almost like a game we're doing, although maybe some devotees felt something. But we should practice this. When someone does something to us and we feel hurt and angry, think, why did they do it? Once, Madhvacharya, he had a disciple who was dying. He was eating, but whatever he would eat, nothing would happen. He was becoming more thin than Rukmini Krishna Prabhu. So very, very thin. And so then Madhvacharya one day he said, okay, don't eat anything. And for 1 week he wouldn't let that devotee eat. And everybody thought, my God, Guru Maharaj, he's being very cruel. Well, he's already starving and now he's not letting him eat. And then after 1 week, Madhvacharya told him, now take a glass of milk and put it in front of his nose, but don't let him drink it. Well, the devotee said, this is too much. Put it in front of his mouth, nose, but don't let him drink it. Now he's torturing him. And they did that, and all of a sudden, much to their horror, a very ghastly thing happened. A very big tapeworm that was living in his stomach, came crawling out the mouth to get to that milk. So Madhvacharya knew he had some worm in his stomach that was eating everything and was killing him. So he told him, don't eat. It made that worm very hungry. So then putting the milk in front of him, that worm, so you can't understand. We should try to think, why did this person do this? Was there some good reason? And of course we can also think, I deserved it. I did something in my past life, so let me tolerate it. Very good comment, thank you. Anything else is there? Anybody else have any other comments? So we'd like to conclude then that the heart of Vaishnava Sangha is Krishna. Krishna is in the heart of his devotees. Sadhava hridayam mayam, sadhanam hridayam tvanam, mananyate na janate na ham te vyo managapi. Krishna's heart is the devotees. And the devotee's heart is Krishna. And the heart of Krishna is a very soft heart, a very forgiving heart. If we can't forgive each other, if we can't tolerate each other, then we'll break Krishna's heart. We may break this movement. I'll conclude with one final little story. Krishna is described in the Bhagavatam. On one occasion, the 64th chapter of the Bhagavatam describes that when Krishna went to Prabhas Ketra market, that particular place, we'll get back to that. When he went to Prabhas Ketra, he told his family members a story of King Nriga. You may not be familiar with the story of King Nriga, or you may be. I'll just touch on it very quickly. King Nriga was a very pious king. And every day he was giving so much charity. He was giving thousands and millions of cows to the Brahmins. One day, he happened to give one Brahmin a number of cows, and one of the cows came back to the king's goshala. The king didn't know it. Later on in the day, he gave the same cow to another Brahmin. The first Brahmin noticed, he said, hey, that's my cow. Maharaj gave me that cow. No, no, it's my cow. He gave it to me. They started quarreling. And then they went back to Maharaj Nriga. Maharaj Nriga didn't even know what had happened. But he saw they were angry with him. And he begged them, please forgive me. I'm very sorry. I don't know what happened. I'll give each of you 1 million more cows. No, I want my cow. They were very stubborn like that. So Krishna told this story there at Prabhasketra. And then he says a very funny thing. When I read this pastime a few weeks ago, I was thinking, why is Krishna saying this? It didn't seem to make sense in context of the story. Krishna told his family members, Vipram Krita Gasammapi Naiva Druyata Mamakaha Gnantam Bahu Sampantam Sapantamba Namaskuruta Nityasaha. My dear followers, Mamakaha. Never treat a Brahmin harshly, even if he sinned. Even if he attacks you physically or repeatedly curses you, always continue to offer him obeisances. I thought, what has this got to do with King Nriga? And then thinking about it, I realized, it's very clear. Even though the Brahmins, they were wrong. King Nriga didn't do anything wrong. He was perfectly correct. And even he wanted to give them millions of more cows. Unnecessarily, they were angry with him. So Krishna's point is about King Nriga, that even if a devotee or a Brahmin unnecessarily wrongly attacks you or criticizes you, you should still offer him obeisances. In the purport, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that by saying, as Krishna is saying, all my followers, by Mamaka is saying, I'm instructing everyone who's my devotee. Anyone who says they're my devotee, Krishna says, this instruction is for you. You should forgive Brahmins and Vaishnavas who hurt you. And he says, if you don't do this, you're not my devotee. We have to forgive. And a very interesting thing is there in this story also, what was the qualification of King Nriga? He got darshan of Krishna. Why? Because he gave so much in charity? So many demoniac persons have given charity. Giving charity does not qualify you for having darshan of the Lord. What was his qualification? Krishna gives a hint in this verse. His qualification was his tolerance, his forgiveness to the Brahmins. Even when he was right and they did something wrong by chastising him, he forgave them. And this quality of forgiveness is so dear to Krishna, he got darshan of the Lord. Finally, another point is there. Why did this take place in Prabhasketra? Each different dham, each different abode of the Lord has a certain quality. Each dham is an expansion of Lord Balaram, the purpose of which is to enhance the mood of the Lord in a particular incarnation, particular form, to enhance a particular leela. When the Lord wants to enjoy his Madhurjamoya leela, Balaram becomes Vrindavan. When he wants to enjoy his Odarjamoya leela, his pastimes of munificence and kindness, he becomes Navadweep and Jagannath Puri. When the Lord wants to enjoy his Aishvarjamoya leela, his opulent pastimes, then Balaram becomes Vaikuntha. Each one of these abodes enhances the mood of the Lord. Why did Krishna speak this pastime in Prabhasketra? What happened in Prabhasketra? Prabhasketra is the place where the Yadu dynasty destroyed themselves. No one could destroy the Yadu dynasty. Just as we mentioned on the first day, no one can stop this movement. Only we can stop it. No one could stop the Yadu dynasty. No one could destroy them. Only the members of the Yadu dynasty. And so Krishna taught this thing there in Prabhasketra, that later on, when you offend a Brahmin by acting like it was a Samba, acted like he was pregnant, and he began to tease Narad Muni and the other sages, Oh, Rishis, please tell us. This is our sister. She's pregnant. Is it going to be a boy or a girl? There was an iron club under the sari that Samba was wearing. And the Rishis said, he'll give birth to a club which will destroy your dynasty. They became very frightened. And Ugrasena Maharaj told him, grind that club into fine powder and throw it in the water. And they did that at Prabhas Ketra, and it grew into canes. And then later on, by the Lord's desire, they went there and they were drinking some alcohol, like sometimes Kshatriyas do. And then they began fighting, and they picked up those canes which grew from that dust of the club, and they killed each other. So Krishna is making this point indirectly in Prabhas Ketra, that if you don't forgive the Brahmins, my followers will be destroyed. Because he said, this is for all my followers. Nothing can stop this movement. It's so powerful. The only thing that can stop it is us. If we break Krishna's heart by offending the devotees. As we mentioned on the first day, quoting one famous comic strip in America, Pogo, we've met the enemy, and he's us. We have no one else to blame. So this is the art and heart of Vaishnava Sangha. Krishna is the heart of Vaishnava Sangha. And the art is, we have to be forgiving. We have to be respectful. This respect and this forgiveness are the two pillars of which a Vaishnava Sangha stands on. So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ke, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ke, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bol. Vanchakalpadarubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha paditanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Sri Punjabi Bhag Bhaktas ke! So I'm sorry I've gone so late. Please forgive me. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Or maybe you're annoyed with something that I said and want to chastise me? Prabhuji?
Like you said that perfection in Kali Yuga is not attained by sadhana. Then why are we like chanting Hare Krishna kind of...
Very good question. So, his question is that, I'm repeating, his question is that we said that perfection in Kali Yuga is not attained by sadhana. So then why are we doing sadhana? Why are we chanting Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna mantra is not a supreme method of...
He's saying, does it mean the Hare Krishna mantra is not the supreme method? No, it is. But we chant Hare Krishna as a service to our Gurudev. We chant Hare Krishna as a service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can't chant Hare Krishna. I have no strength for that thing. What is it, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings Ami to Kangala, Krishna Krishna Boli, Daitava Pache Pache. I'm running after my Gurudev and chanting Krishna Krishna, because that's my service to him. Because he gave me this mantra. Nama Shrestham Manamapi Sachiputra Matra Swarupam. He gave me the topmost name. Many devotees were already chanting before. Because it's described in Rupa Goswami's Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Sri Chaitanya Makod Girna, Hare Krishna Tivarnakaha, Majayanto Jagat Premi, Vijayantam Dadavayaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already gave the Mahamantra to everyone. So then why do we have to take first initiation? Because you should be accepted. You can't worship Krishna on your own. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta sate janaha. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamo mataha. That person who says, I'm a devotee of Krishna, I'm a devotee of the holy name. Directly, without a guru, without taking shelter of any devotee. Krishna says, no, he's not my devotee. A devotee of my devotee, he's my real devotee. Therefore, when we take first initiation, we don't, the guru doesn't chant the mantra in our ear. We already got it. Mahaprabhu gave it to everyone. But he tells us, in effect, if you want to establish a relationship with me, it means no offenses to the holy name. And therefore, he speaks about the 10 offenses. And he tells you, follow 4 regulated principles. And therefore we say, Nama Shrestham. Why Nama Shrestham, the topmost name? Jiva Goswami in 6th Canto Bhagavatam, in his Kama Sundarbha commentary, he says there's 2 types of chanting. Kevala Nam, common chanting. And Sneha Samyukta, chanting with affection. That Sneha Samyukta comes when you've gotten Nam from a devotee. And you chant as a service to him. Therefore you take a vow. Henceforth I'll chant this number of rounds. I'll chant 16 rounds because that's my connection with my guru. And those 16 rounds, I'm going to work very hard not to commit any offense. That's my service to my Gurudev. And therefore Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, of all the services a disciple does to the guru, the most important is chanting his 16 rounds, chanting the holy name. That's the most important service that we'll do. This is Kirtanakya Bhakti. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sundarbha says, you can't do Navaviti Bhakti in Kali Yuga. But you can do Navaviti Bhakti if it's done in connection with the holy name. We do Archan, deity worship, but the Pujari chants the holy name. We have some Bhagavatam class, but we chant the holy names. Every service that we do is in connection with the holy names. This is Kirtanakya Bhakti. It gives us life. Is that okay? It's a very deep subject. We don't tell this to every new person. We just tell them, chant, dance, and be happy. Everything's very good. Prabhupada kept a big jar of gulab jamuns by the door. And then one day he said, so tomorrow we're going to have a special ceremony. Initiation. The devotee said, oh, can I do that? Yes, you can do that. Come. And everybody got initiated. It was really cool. You got these beads and you got a name. And then the next morning when they came down to the temple, they saw a paper on the door. All initiated devotees must follow the following rules. Wait a minute, they didn't tell me this. We don't tell people this in the beginning. This is for serious devotees. If you want to make advancement, our chanting, it's a very big subject, Prabhuji knows this thing. This is the kirtan of our sampradaya. We chant for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But who am I? I can't approach Mahaprabhu. I chant for the pleasure of my guru. And my guru is chanting for the pleasure of his guru, is chanting for the pleasure of his guru. And this is the kirtan of our sampradaya. We're all doing kirtan to help ease the pangs of separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's in the mood of Radharani, feels in separation from Krishna. This is the kirtan of our sampradaya. It's not that I'm so big, I'm such a sadhana person. We're doing our sadhana as service to our Gurudev. But our perfection is not coming by that sadhana. Our perfection is coming by the mercy of our Gurudev when we please him. Okay? Another question?
Like you say that we have to chant as a service to our guru. For example, I'm just giving another example. Like our guru says that you do book distribution for distributing this knowledge. So that is how we serve our guru. But how we can stand by chanting your service to our guru? Means how
we should see that all the activities that this entire Krishna conscious movement, that every brick in this temple, every speck of paint is made with the holy name. Everything is on the basis of the holy name. When we distribute books, that's kirtan. Prabhupada said that that's Brihat Kirtan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that's the Brihat Mridanga Kirtan. that's going on. Why are we distributing those books? Just to make money? Just to bring people here? No! We're distributing those books because we want people to chant Hare Krishna. And this will help them. We're distributing those books because it's part of my chanting Hare Krishna. Because there's 10 offenses of the Holy Name, and one of them is Guru Avagya. The third offense, to disobey the instructions of the Guru. And Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj have told us, make this temple, do the deity worship, distribute prasadam, distribute books. But we should see it's all Nam Kirtan. It's all connected with Nam Kirtan. There's no difference. If I don't worship the deity, Prabhuji, Rukmini Krishna Prabhu, I'm just going to do kirtan. I'm not going to do deity worship. That's for neophytes. I'm not going to go for book distribution. That's a lower thing. I'm just going to sit and chant until I fall asleep. I'm just going to sit and chant and chant. Then you're not chanting. You're doing nama parad because your guru told you. And therefore Srila Prabhupada, he said many times, we have many services in this movement. And it's not that one service is better than another. But we should exercise our minds and hearts and see that all the services are connected with the Hare Krishna movement. Everything is based on the Holy Name. And if we stop the chanting, then everything stops. So this temple is so nice. Every Ekadasi, please, everyone come and do 24-hour kirtan. And that 24-hour kirtan will be the fruit of your deity worship. It'll be the fruit of your book distribution, the fruit of your prasadam distribution, the fruit of your teaching children and preaching. You'll get some ananda. So these two things are in cause and effect. Guru Seva and Nam Kirtan. The more you do your Guru Seva properly, the more Nam Kirtan you get. The deeper you go in the Holy Name. The deeper you go in the Holy Name, the more you get Guru Seva. The more your Guru Seva goes deeper. And the more your Guru Seva goes deeper again, then the more deep your Holy Name is. And so they go on and on like a big snowball getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Don't think that Srila Prabhupada gave some instructions which were bogus or lesser than other instructions. We should see that everything is in connection with the Holy Name. Directly or indirectly. Anvaya vrati rekabhyam. Okay? Anything else is there? Prabhuji? How to? We increase our forgiveness, Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, by practicing austerity and tolerance. When it's done in a very deep way. And again, those two things are in cause and effect. If we're forgiving and tolerant, then we can increase our austerity. And if you can tolerate things from other people, we can tolerate the hot weather when we go out on book distribution. We can tolerate our own mind. If we can forgive ourselves, then we'll be able to forgive others. So also forgiveness comes by forgiveness, as Prabhuji over here was saying earlier, that the more we get in the practice of forgiving, then the more that thing comes. Not that we're like Chitragupta or Yamaraj. We're writing down, and look what he did this time, Shikshastika Prabhu. He was he wasn't wearing a dhoti to the temple, this and this. And we're marking everything down, like we're Yamaraj or something. It's not our business. That's someone else's business. So we should do that. So would you?
What do you think about this? Because for preaching, for the distribution, for deity worship, we have some devotees who dedicate their life fully on this field. There should be some devotees who can dedicate their life to what?
Yes, everybody, whatever service that we do, if our Gurudev tells us to do deity worship, we should think, I'm doing this because it'll help my chanting of the Holy Name. But it doesn't mean that everybody eventually they're going to give up doing deity worship. They might.
and they might go to Vrindavan and join Nayendra Prabhu's 24-hour kirtan. Or they may do that deity worship for their whole life. But they should think that this service, this is part of my Nam Kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many followers. And some of them were doing preaching. Some of them, the Goswamis, were writing books sometimes. And some of them, like Mukunda or Subhadamodar Goswami, were doing a lot of kirtan. Not everybody was doing exactly the same thing. Raghunandan, he was doing deity worship. His deity of Gopinath. Different devotees were doing different things. And in this Krishna conscious movement, so many devotees will be doing different things. But we should see everything is kirtanakya bhakti. Everything is in connection with the holy name. We may ask a question, probably used to say sometimes, that this Krishna conscious movement runs like a train on track. Service and bhajan. So we may question which of the two is more important. You can think about it, it's very obvious. You may do bhajan but not service. Well, if you're very sincere about your bhajan, Ayendra Prabhu, his bhajan was his service. And so he was going on like that. But on the other hand, if someone decides, I'll only do service but I won't do any bhajan, I won't chant. We've seen many people try to do like that. And they stop after some time. Because their service, the life of their service is the chanting of the holy names. So we have to see these two things in cause and effect. Both are important, but of the two, the most important is Nam. And we should see that's also a service. We were mentioning yesterday that in the Gaudiya Math at the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, they had an open policy. If anyone can stay and chant 1 lakh a day, we'll give them prasadam, and they don't have to do any other services. Why is that? We see here in this temple, so many devotees are doing kirtan. And maybe that's Prabhuji's service. They're doing kirtan. It adds so much to the temple. It's wonderful. When you go to a place, there's one place I know in Jagannath Puri where they've been doing 24-hour kirtan for maybe 15 years. One yogi outside of our line. But you go to that place and my God, you can feel something. Very wonderful atmosphere is there because the holy name is being chanted so much. So we want that. We want the holy name to go more and more and more. And that will come when we serve Guru. And we serve Him by chanting and we serve Him by doing whatever services He gives us, which we see in connection with that chanting. Therefore, this is the Hare Krishna movement. Not the Prasadam movement, not the Gurukula movement, not the Archana movement, this or that. It's the Hare Krishna movement. And we do all these other things in connection with Nam. Okay? Yeah, sometimes they think like that. I had one such devotee once, he was one leader in a temple. He said that reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita is not for the devotees. That's for scholars and that. But Prabhupada says in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I dedicate this to my disciples. The book is for the devotees. Kirtan is for the devotees. Because we're very agitated, we can't do kirtan, we don't have bhakti adhikar. We have some other type of adhikar, Jiva Goswami says this. So we have to do some other thing. So go out and distribute books. That's wonderful. But understand, it's in connection with kirtan. Think of the holy name. The reason why you got so much, such a wonderful opportunity to do that service is because you were chanting. And the strength of that service you're doing is you're chanting. And the fruit of that service you're doing is you're chanting. And the purpose of that service is chanting. You want that person to take a book and to chant. Everything is chanting. Okay?
If we see envy in someone, how can we not think about that at all?
If we see envy in someone, how can we?
How we don't keep it in our mind.
How can we not keep it in our mind? Because there should be something else in your mind. Why do you want to think about some nasty thing? Why do you want to eat stool? Prabhuji, do you like to eat stool? No. Do you like to eat nice rasgulas? Yes. Let's eat some nice rasgulas. Let's drink some nectar. Rama nama ladiya, Krishna nama ghi, Hari nama panda kira gori gori. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So the name of Lord Ram is like a nice laddu. You take the Ramanama laddu, mix it with the Krishna Nama ghee, and you add the Harinama Kandakira sweet rice. Then gori gori, you mix it together, and pee, you drink it. Ramanama laddu, Krishna Nama ghee. Hare Nama Kanda Kira Gori Gori Hare Krishna Hare Krishna So if you're always thinking of Krishna Nam, it'll wash away any stool that may be there on your brain. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. If we just pay attention to the holy name, all that very foul smelling envy and criticism that we have in our minds, seeing faults of others, it'll wash it away. But if you take a bottle, the Ganga can purify urine, but if you take and put that urine in a glass jar with a cap on it and put it in the Ganga, will it purify it? No. So the holy name, if you don't listen, if it doesn't enter our heart, how will it purify us? We have to listen carefully, and then all those things will go away. We don't want stool. We want nectar.
Then by practicing the ocean service, is that Maya stops his, the effect of Maya goes down, or he has to fight, he would fight with Maya till the last breath.
So he's asking that when we start practicing devotional service, is it that Maya has stopped all of a sudden, or is it a gradual thing that we're fighting against it? Kali kukur kadam jari chao he, Kali kukur kadam jari chao he. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings in one song that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kicked out the dog of Kali with the chanting of the holy names. When we take shelter of the chanting, then Kali goes away. I'm not recommending you do this experiment, but you could do an experiment. Everybody here stop chanting for 2 or 3 days. I'm not recommending that. And see what happens. We don't need to be an astrologer to tell you. Everyone's going to start quarreling. This thing and that thing. So many quarrels come. I know there's one sadhu in Orissa. He had a big extended family. His mother was there, and his father and grandfather were there in the house, and his wife and some aunties. Very big household. And sometimes there was some quarrels, and they start shouting and arguing. When that would happen, he'd pick up some junja, some wampers, and start at the top of his voice, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I don't know if it was because he was being so loud, or if it was because of the holy name, or maybe both of them, but all the arguments stopped. They used to do like that in New York, I heard too, when Adi Keshava was in charge. Sometimes the devotees are getting some maya, there'd be some quarrels or something, so they just started to have a big kirtan, and then everything would be, all the bad things would go away. So Kali kukur kadan jari chao hai. This dog of Kali can't stay, this dog of quarrel, maya, can't stay where we're chanting the holy name. So someone else, give me another question. One more here. Can we? Can we sacrifice righteousness for forgiveness? Well, it depends on what your definition of righteousness is. I'll give you an example. If someone goes and eats a hamburger, they eat a cow, some part of a cow. What's their reaction? Bolo. What's the reaction they get? Indigestion? No, something more. They'll take birth as a cow. For every hair on that cow's body, they'll take birth and they'll be killed. Maharaj may remember, sometimes we used to drive from Los Angeles to Berkeley for the Rath Yatra. And I think it's on the Highway 101 as you go, maybe 5. But anyway, as you're going up on this highway, you'll see for 2 or 3 hours while you're driving at like 120 kilometers an hour, for 2 or 3 hours, just crores and crores of cows. And they're all going to the slaughterhouse. All those cows, in their previous life, were going to McDonald's. Or whatever. So you may say that, what's wrong with killing them? That's their karma. Someone does some bad thing. I remember once in the Los Angeles temple in the morning program, there was one devotee who was Prabhupada's bodyguard at one point. Maharaj may remember, he was a truck driver later on with the BBT. And some drunkard came in the temple and grabbed his wife in a very rude way. And his wife went and started crying to her husband. And then later on, the husband, when he found out, he went outside and he started beating that person. He broke his ribs. He beat him so badly. And you could hear him crying outside, "No, please, don't hit me again. Oh, God, no, don't do that." So you can say that he was correct because that person offended his wife. Similarly, I think also in Los Angeles, there was one man, one devotee man, who slept with another devotee's wife. And when the devotee found out that this other friend of his had slept with his wife, he took a gun and he killed him. It says in the Bhagavad Gita that someone who does like that with your wife, they can be killed. Prabhupada, when he later found out about it, he said, yes, this is a fact, but he should have forgiven him. So, in one sense, you may say that righteousness means to kill the cow. Righteousness means to kill that person who did adultery like that. But there's a higher principle, and that's the principle of forgiveness. And that's a principle which devotees are expected to follow. Now, in answer to your question also, we may forgive some other devotee, but Rukmini Krishna Prabhu might not. He might feel it necessary to tell him, look, I'm really sorry, but you can't live in the ashram anymore. You can't do that because you're not following the principles. You're not allowed to keep your television in the brahmachari ashram. You want to do that? Go outside and be a grihastha. And so you may be angry with him why he's not forgiving, but he has to do that. He has to do that thing. But it doesn't mean that I have to be angry with that person. I can just go on Harinam. I can go on book distribution. I don't have to worry about that headache. I can just go to Rukmini Krishna. Well, you know, Prabhuji, such and such Prabhu, he's watching television there. Not good. And leave it to him to decide. I'm not Yamaraj. It's not my job. But Yamaraj has a partial manifestation in the form of the sannyasis in ISKCON, in the form of the temple presidents and the GBC. They have responsibility. But I don't have to do that. And thank you very much, I'd rather not. I'd rather be perfectly happy and chant Hare Krishna and leave all that headache to the managers. And therefore, personally, I offer all respect to the managers and the senior devotees. Because if I don't respect them and support them, then it may happen to me. God forbid, I may become a manager. I don't want to do that thing. I would rather be happy and be a simple devotee. Because being a manager is very, very difficult. It's a very hard thing. That's a whole other subject. Okay? Thank you. Prabhuji, I think one last question. Yes? The microphone is there? Or I have one after this. How do we take shelter of the holy name? Very nice question, thank you. How do we take shelter of the holy name? Well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, everything's going very good, no problem. That may be hard, it may be hard to understand at that time how to take shelter of the holy name. But it's when things start going wrong, when we have some problems, maybe we have a fall down, God forbid, or you're a married man and your wife runs away with someone, or your child dies, some terrible thing happens. So at that time, increase your chanting. And if you can't increase the number, increase the quality. Take shelter more. That's how we take shelter of the holy name. We take shelter of the holy name when our mind disturbs us by chanting. We take shelter of the holy name when we're angry with someone, and we shouldn't be. When we can't forgive someone, and we chant, that'll help us. And if we always take shelter of the holy name like that, then you'll see something happens. Our relationship with the holy name will become much, much deeper. Instead of crying for Maya, she left me, oh! Like that, all the Bollywood songs we have. She left me, and I loved her. Instead of crying like that, maybe you can't cry for Krishna, but instead of wasting your time crying for that loose woman, you chant Hare Krishna. And maybe you can't really chant, you can't cry, but you try. And if every time something bad happens to you, you take shelter of Krishna, after some time, instead of crying for Maya, you'll find you can cry for Krishna. It works. Try that. So somebody else had a comment question. Some devotees think that doing Hare Krishna bhajan is just for self-advancement. So it's, quote, selfishness because we are not doing anything for others. Well, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that Gaurakishore Das Babaji is maintaining the whole universe by his chanting of the holy names. Now we may be chanting for our selfishness. That's not a good reason. We should be chanting for the pleasure of our Gurudev. And sometimes Guru and Krishna also, they may put us in a situation where it's very difficult to chant. Where we don't have much opportunity. And we may even feel that it's some kind of punishment. I want to be able to chant. One devotee comes to my mind who was a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And he complained, Prabhupada, I don't want to be a GBC anymore. Because when I chant, I can't think of Krishna anymore. And Prabhupada told him, I want you to be a GBC. You do this for me. And he said, your chanting will come because of this. So we may think it's some kind of punishment to become temple president. If you're very intelligent, you'll think it's a kind of punishment. It's a very difficult thing because you don't have so much time for bhajan. But if you're sincere and you're following that instruction from Guru and Krishna, then something happens. We were telling Mataji yesterday. It's like putting a pot of water on the stove with a lid on it. And the fire is burning, underneath. And the pressure is building up and building up and building up until it explodes. So, it's a favor because if we can't directly engage in those activities sometimes, but we're doing this for Guru and Krishna, some other instruction, then the pressure builds up until the time comes and it explodes and Krishna says, now you do bhajan. And then we have some great intensity. Whereas now if you go to Vrindavan for 24-hour kirtan, what will you do? How long will you last? How much will you appreciate it? But if we go through some austerity, some difficulties, because Guru sees he's not ready for that yet. And we go through those austerities, and the pressure builds up and builds up. For so many years, I'm taking care of my wife, taking care of my children, working a job. I have no time for doing bhajan. But I want to. And the pressure is building up and building up until Krishna can't tolerate it anymore. And he makes an arrangement. And somehow or other, then you're able to engage in that bhajan. Then you'll appreciate it. Whereas if you went and tried to do it in the very beginning, you wouldn't stay. You'd just fall asleep, or you'd go away. Srila Prabhupada gave one disciple Babaji initiation. Did you know that? There's only one devotee. Prabhupada gave him Babaji initiation. Bhakti Rupa Prabhu was there. And he was telling us his story. There's one devotee, they said he had some cancer or something, he's supposed to die. And so he asked Prabhupada for permission. I just want to chant, I don't know, 1 lakh, 2 lakhs a day or something. So he was chanting so much. And then after a little while, his health got a little better. And he went back to America. And he was staying in Chicago Temple. He wasn't doing any service. He was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this after some time. He wasn't so absorbed in Nam. And then after some time, one day the devotees found, where did he go? He went somewhere else. He went away. Great, now I can go and enjoy some more. Very, very good. Maha Mantra worked very good. I chanted the Maha Mantra, it solved my disease. Now I can go and enjoy, because that's the purpose of everything. So he wasn't ready. Okay. So I want to thank all of you so much for teaching me. Krishna Kuni and I have learned a lot from your association the last few days. And Dosha Kami, Mola Dami, Koroni Jadas, we beg from you, please forgive us for our offenses. Please allow us to serve you in some other way. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ke Samaveda Bhaktivinda ke Vamsa Kalpavirubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Simpujali Bhag Bhaktas ki Srila Prabhupada ke. Yes, we can thank you for your time.